Brethren and sisters in Denver and Boulder, St. Helena, California, August 27, 1906. To my brethren and sisters in Denver and Boulder, in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, the privileges of the church are brought to view. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance, and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same things, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Verses 1-10. This instruction is especially applicable in these closing days of this earth's history, when Satan is putting forth a supreme effort to bring dissension and disunion into the ranks of God's people. In this same chapter, the Apostle Paul also portrays the conditions that bring about a dearth of the Spirit of God in many of our churches. Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he reproves and rebukes the spirit of strife and division. The great day of the Lord is near at hand. When Christ appears in the clouds of heaven, those who have not sought him with all the heart, those who have allowed themselves to be deceived, will surely perish. Our only safety is to be found through repentance and conversion and the blotting out of sins. Those who will now seek the Lord earnestly, humbling their hearts before him and forsaking their sins, will, through the sanctification of the truth, be fitted to unite with the members of the royal family, and will see the King in his beauty. To the churches in Boulder and Denver, I would say, in the name of the Lord God of Israel, put not your trust in the words and plans of any man. Hold fast to a plain, thus saith the Lord. In these times of test and trial, there is danger that some of our brethren in Colorado may fail because of trusting in men who are not fitted to bear sacred responsibilities. There is grave danger in following the counsel of men who have not received the truth that would make them wise teachers and wise counselors in the church, unconverted men who in their transactions with unbelievers have not revealed the principles of Christian integrity. Whatever his educational attainments, only he who realizes his accountability to God and who is led by the Holy Spirit can be an effectual teacher or be successful in winning to God those who are brought under his influence. Shall those who do not heed the divine counsel be acknowledged as leaders in the Lord's institutions? God forbid. How can we regard as safe guides those who manifest a spirit of unbelief and who, in words and character, fail of revealing true godliness? Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children in learning the way of the Lord, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18, verse 3. Self needs to be brought into submission to the yoke of Christ. The great teacher invites all to learn of him. For I am meek and lowly in heart, he says, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso receiveth one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 4-6, 10. The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Verse 11. But those who desire to be saved must be willing to be saved in the Lord's appointed way, and not in a way of their own choosing. The free grace of God is man's only hope. God is in earnest with every one of us. If the churches in Denver and Boulder will come into line, other churches in Colorado will be greatly helped. There are some in Colorado who for a long time have walked perversely. If they will now turn to the Lord, He will accept their repentance, though they have sorely grieved His Spirit. It has been presented to me that, so far as possible, I am to impart instruction in the language of the Scriptures, for there are those whose spiritual discernment is confused, and when their errors are reproved, they will misinterpret and misapply what I might write, and thus make of none effect the words of warnings that the Lord sends. He desires that the messages He sends shall be recognized as the words of eternal truths. Let the Word of God speak. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Leviticus 20, verse 24-26. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, was the word of God through Balaam, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Numbers 23, verse 9. We are called to be the Lord's special people in a much higher sense than many have realized. The world lies in wickedness, and God's people are to come out from the world and be separate. They are to be free from worldly customs and worldly habits. They are not to accord with worldly sentiments, but are to stand out distinct as the Lord's peculiar people, earnest in all their service. They are to have no fellowship with the works of darkness. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. This faith is to be revealed by our unity and by our love one for another. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1-16. Read also the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. The true Christian can be distinguished from all others by his union with Christ. This unity marks him as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves God, and it is his privilege to direct his prayers to his heavenly Father. He keeps the precepts of God's law and stands distinct from the world, refusing to follow the plans and methods in which God is not recognized. He is pronounced by the Lord to be one of his peculiar people, zealous of good works. God will work through men of pronounced faith. Their light shines forth and is not hid under a bushel. Our medical institutions have a decided work to do in honoring God by obeying all His commandments. The influence of the gospel will work for the salvation of the souls of those who come as patients to our sanitariums. My brethren and sisters, ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they, by seeing your good works, may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16.